Welcome to Kaput Radio. My name is Martin. Today's episode, called The Unintended Victim, is presented by Len Martin and written by Graham Ferguson. It is continuing the theme of culture influenced by our finance system.
Our automated future world.
Say it again, please.
Featuring The Unintended Victim. As foreshadowed in our last talk on automation, this one takes a closer look at the global processes ushering in a new era of artificial intelligence. It's a new beginning, using intelligent mechanical workers instead of human wage slaves. They call it technological development, and using this artificial intelligence seems the intelligent way to go. Incredibly, our forebears, as members of the wise human, Homo sapiens, species, have misused from the beginning of the Industrial Revolution a perfect opportunity to have a peaceful, sustainable world. The economic philosophy of that time held that intent, but one seemingly tiny butterfly effect mistake was made, and it has gone unnoticed. But what we experience today as a result is a hurricane of potential catastrophic events. To explain things, we should consider the first of two disparate methods of finance creation. The one we use involves that tiny but powerful economic mistake. The one in use produces outcomes contrary to any of the moral principles we all hold dear. As the true nature of these opposing economic forces become evident, you will see that they are completely at odds. The second method, awaiting to replace the present one, not only allows, but actually promotes the sustainable and ethical choices we all desire. We can look at how incredibly influential and costly that little mistake can be in our present culture. For instance, a liberally dispersed multimedia fear campaign holds that future populations could easily be outsmarted and controlled by future artificial intelligence. Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk of Tesla together have broadcast that same anxiety. Naturally, the producers of AI machines all try hard to allay those fears. Our collective fears are not entirely allayed, and probably for good reason. Because for too many generations now, we, the exploited masses, have been controlled by the more dominant among our species to the extent that we've accepted the role of victim. For several centuries now, not only we, but those who exploit us have also been outsmarted and victimized by a debt-infected economy that results in global unrest and is the reason for our unsustainable practices. Science clearly points to anthropogenic climate change. So, for many years now, at every climate conference and climate summit, on behalf of the environment, we protested, pleaded with, demanded, and cajoled those in charge to stop it before it's all too late. But to no avail. In our victimhood culture, protesting is called fighting back. So, the perceived fear of being controlled by artificial machines has a valid cultural basis. We've been conditioned to expect and accept those controlling forces for generations, not understanding that the economy has been infected by that little mistake. We blame those naughty, greedy, heedless people who seem to be in charge of everything, so we fight them. We pay homage to and fund from our public purse those we've elevated to the status of intellectuals, philosophers, sociologists, economists, etc. Or to anybody from the humanities willing and able to think for us. To anyone who can save us from having to think for ourselves. And behold, even our thinkers look to each other for peer reviews of their thoughts and judgments. Already our little handheld tells us whatever we wish to know. Except, of course, how to think. That's a skill we don't want. We say, look at what they're doing to us. Look what they are doing to our environment. Our victim mentality feels trapped in a hapless world of helplessness. So our fight-back instinctive response is like that of any other cornered animal. And what does a cornered animal do? We fight the only thing we are aware of. And the only thing we can see, without a bit of hard thinking, is effects. While busily attempting to change effects, we find we're simply changing one form of distress for another. Under the present economic model, our win is a great loss to others, to too many others. Think 2/3 of our world population. Yes, the cause eludes us, because to see and remove the cause requires that bit of thoughtful inquiry beyond uncovering the effects of certain of our activities. And our paid thinkers? What do they tell us? From all sides of the philosophical divide, they tell us of the moral, ethical, and humane values we should fight for. But could there be a philosophical divide? Surely not. Surely it's a contradiction in terms. However, the philosophic insights gleaned from within a culture that's completely unaware of and does not recognize cause would look different to the philosophic insights that came from an awareness of said cause. Such insights would enable, no, would guarantee, removal of that cause. To formulate a picture of our automated future, we could make a quick comparison of the potential effects of the two major financial models. Of these, one is in current use and creates our culture, our finances, and runs our present economic havoc show, requiring profit growth at any cost. For economic survival, it demands those unsustainable practices in order to maintain that growth in profit and industrial expansion. The opposite conceptual model has understandably been seen as incompatible when used in tandem with our present debt-driven economy. The aims and results of these two financially run economic models are mutually exclusive. Historically, in trial runs, the social and environmentally compatible method of finance creation has produced positive social and environmental outcomes. These trials have always been cut short by the more dominant and aggressive, well-established debt finance model that must eliminate competition. This aggressive business model, too long in use, can only survive by amalgamating with, taking over, or destroying the competition. So a long-term trial of the user-friendly, debt-free model is long overdue. Once you understand these two contrary concepts, you are enabled to view media reports on the state of our world economy not only as sad and true, but see it with the understanding of its cause and effect. You see a culture of winner-take-all, of win-at-all-costs, and at any cost, destructive or otherwise, to anything or anybody. The producing community working with the opposite debt-free economic principle would only compete in offering the best possible sustainable product, which is financially compensated by a grateful establishment for the creation of a better world. This contrasting economy does not require financial profit growth to service an ever-expanded debt. Its finance is created by a better product and better service that's purchased by government-created debt-free money. And this money is not borrowed. It is therefore able to stay in national circulation and fund any cooperative humanitarian endeavour. With this model, sustainable products and services create sustainable currency. The debt finance model we now use can only create more debt and more exploitation of our dwindling non-renewable resources. No matter how much profit is made, it is not and can never be enough to cover the cost of borrowing. We must have continual profit growth, thus creating further debt and destruction. So, finance is forever scarce. It is not and cannot be supportive of the type of world society we are capable of producing. The product created, therefore debt-free, finance-run economy, however, does remain in circulation as a stable, valuable means of exchange of goods and services, and would support any initiative of which our species is capable. It's a finance model that reflects the value of a community's worth to humanity and to the planet. Which model would you choose to fund our automated future? Will the automatons of this future high-tech world be designed to better manage our fragile planet? Or to cater to every desire and whim of those able to afford them? The sane option for a sane society is to return to the traditions of democracy, to reaffirm and reclaim the core values of freedom from the demands of the debt system and its survival requirement of profit growth and industrial expansion. Some concerned scientists have formed the Union of Concerned Scientists, or UCS, and say they are fighting back against the perceived perpetrators, the destructive, all-powerful multinationals to whom governments kneel in supplication. And they, the multinationals, also fight back. UCS asks for union members to help in funding their media campaigns exposing multinationals' efforts to derail the scientific process and twist the law to stifle research. A Google search of UCS would be most informative. But the question is, has this union, UCS, ever wondered why big business and governments won't or can't act sustainably? Have they investigated why big business must continually protect itself from and deactivate any opposing force that might jeopardize the profit growth so essential to their economic survival? Our real concern here should be that one-way street of donning that mantle of victimhood that we spoke of earlier. Fighting back is all very well, but it's far from taking the initiative and has never achieved truly sustainable outcomes. Real science doesn't fight a problem. It diligently investigates the question. It looks for a cause and would, in the present situation, look for a reason. It's inevitable that an investigation by the Union of Concerned Scientists would and could reveal all those indications that there is a logical reason. The Union of Concerned Scientists claims they are fighting, but as they are unaware that the cause even exists, they fight and protest at nothing but effects. They don't need a horse, a lance, and a windmill to tilt at. They're doing just that. Fighting the unwinnable fight, the effects. As for the cause, apart from blaming the supposed greed and homicidal, genocidal media of our industrialists, an actual reason for their human activity seems to elude them. However, the science discipline is quite capable of uncovering the cause, as well as coming up with a procedure to remove it. Now is the time to consider which type of future society we'd prefer. Should we control or be controlled? Should we take the initiative, investigate and remove the economic cause that disastrously controls us and replace it with the one that obeys our heartfelt demands for a sustainable environment and a sane society?
You heard a presentation by Len Martin, written by Graham Ferguson. You can Google Kaput X Radio to find other programs related to similar themes. My name is Martin Jansen, and you can catch me with more Kaput Radio programs in the future.